By the way, the Obama administration has responded to China's concerns. Here's White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs this afternoon.
There's no safer investment in the world than in the United States.
Well, really, what else would you expect the White House spokesman to say? But speaking of good investments, let's talk about a product that's turned out to be an excellent investment for some women in India. It's a kind of wafer called papads, or papadums. You might get it before your meal at an Indian restaurant. 50 years ago, the women started a tiny papadum business with a small loan, and today the business has total annual sales of about $100 million. The BBC's Zubair Ahmed reports from Mumbai.
In a bustling suburb of Mumbai, dozens of women in plastic gloves are making dough for papads or papadums. These are the crispy wafers made of lentil and chickpeas that you find in every restaurant here. These women are finishing a 5-hour shift that started at 5 a.m. They earn the equivalent of about $15 a day, enough to support their husbands and families. The loaves of dough are weighed on an industrial scale while the women wait around it. They'll carry the loaves back home to roll out papads, which they'll bring back the following morning. This is the street where the business got its start in 1959. It began when 7 housewives decided to exploit their main skill, cooking. 80-year-old Jaswanti Ben Jamnadas Popat is the only survivor of that group.
We were barely literate, which made it very hard to get jobs. But we realized our papad making skills could be used to earn a small amount of money to help supplement our husband's income.
It was 50 years ago tomorrow that they gathered on the terrace of an old building and rolled out 4 packets of papads to sell. The 7 sisters, as they are now remembered, started production with the princely sum of 80 rupees, which was the equivalent of about $1.50 today. Mrs. Popat says they borrowed the money from a generous social worker with an entrepreneurial bent.
He advised us that if we wanted to be successful, don't take donations. And we've always followed that advice.
Soon their business, Lijjat Papads, began to grow in Mumbai's shanty towns. After 3 months, it was employing 25 women. Word quickly spread about their papadums. The trade began to take shape as a cooperative. In a few years, the women had branches all over Mumbai and later all across India. Exports flourished and they expanded from papadums to soaps, chutneys and pickles. 35-year-old Priyanka Redkar was just 9 when she began rolling out papads alongside her mother. Now she has 2 children of her own.
Today I can say I am financially independent. If my husband doesn't give me any money, I can support myself and children. I don't need to beg and borrow.
Ranjan Khandare was born into the Lijjat family. Extreme poverty meant she began helping her mother when she was barely a few years old. She has no regrets.
All my life, I have worked here. I know no other skills, but papad making has made me independent. I pay tuition fees for my 3 children, and my husband runs the kitchen.
Most of the Lijjat's 45,000-strong female workforce still live in one-room dwellings with communal bathrooms and toilets. But working for Lijjat Papads gives them financial security and a sense of independence. These women have shown that sometimes a little seed money and a lot of determination can breed success. For The World, I'm Zubair Ahmed in Mumbai.